USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
At a rally Friday in Columbus, Ohio, President Donald Trump threw his support behind Republicans running for office in November's midterms. He pointed out Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown's opposition to Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court.
He's probably going to vote no. Somebody said he already announced he's voting no on Judge Kavanaugh, who's phenomenal. Sherrod Brown voted for the liberal Obama judges who want to take away your Second Amendment.
Mr. Trump also tweeted on Friday that he's instructed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo not to travel to North Korea, a trip which had been announced the day before. The president said that the North Koreans had not made sufficient progress with denuclearization. The family of Senator John McCain says the senator has chosen to discontinue medical treatment for his brain cancer. Fellow Arizona Senator Jeff Flake tells KNXV in Phoenix.
Obviously, all of us are praying and thinking about the family.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Speaking to the Republican National Lawyers Association, Vice President Mike Pence said Democrats are pulling on all the stops to defeat Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court.
Senate Democrats have no intention of giving this good man and this brilliant jurist the consideration and the support that he deserves.
Pence's comments Friday came as all 10 Democratic members of the Senate Judiciary Committee called for a delay in Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings. Hurricane Lane continues its slow march north toward the Hawaiian Islands, bringing gusty winds and heavy rain that's already saturated parts of the Big Island. Meanwhile, a raging wildfire is causing problems in Maui. This week's devastating floods in Madison, Wisconsin, and the potential for more rain this weekend underscores the vulnerability that record rainfall may pose on a popular strip of land that rests between Lake Mendota and Lake Monona. Mayor Paul Soglin.
Worst-case scenario would be massive flooding in the isthmus that requires more than 1,700 households being evacuated.
One man died in the flooding. People were trapped in homes and stores. Hundreds of cars were totaled by the floodwaters. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Democratic Senator Bob Casey Friday called on Congress for the passage of the Speak Up to Protect Every Abused Kid Act. The legislation would strengthen standards related to mandatory reporting of child abuse and make it clear that suspected child abuse or neglect must be reported directly to the appropriate state authorities.
So to say that I'm angry about this and outraged about it is an understatement. We should all be angry. You don't have to be a Catholic. You don't even have to be an American. Just as a human being, we should be angry.
Pope Francis is in Ireland this weekend, where he'll be greeted by the Irish president and meet with victims of clerical sexual abuse. He'll also visit a homeless shelter before presiding at the World Meeting of Families on Sunday. Election officials in a Georgia county have scrapped a widely condemned proposal. USA's Chris Barnes takes a look.
It would have eliminated most of the polling places in a majority black county in Georgia. The elections board, though, saying it's voted against the plan to close 7 of 9 voting locations in that rural county. Officials say an independent consultant had earlier recommended the consolidation as a way to save money, and that the consultant has since been fired. That firm had claimed during public meetings the 7 polling places slated for closure should be closed because they don't comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Residents of Western Massachusetts streamed into the state's first casino hotel Friday, MGM's 28th casino resort. The $960 million property is expected to bring in an additional $100 million a year in tax revenue. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.